Lady Nottingham has sent for Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth of England, to come to her bedside. Without hesitation, this splendid old queen hastens to the dying lady. Listen, 'tis a strange story they tell, this queen of 70 years and the dying Lady Nottingham.
Your Majesty is kind to come.
I would do as much for any of my ladies.
I wish to beg Your Majesty's forgiveness. Something that happened a long, long time ago.
My dear lady, I haven't the slightest recollection of any...
Wait. You never knew. Here, in this bit of tissue paper. Unwrap it, please.
The ring! His ring! With the little miniature diamond. Essex. The Earl of Essex. Ah, that was a long time ago.
Yes, Your Majesty. And I want to tell you...
A long time ago, I gave this ring to Essex. I wouldn't admit it then, but I loved him. I had this ring made for him. A sardonyx, cut with my picture. And this little bit of a diamond, placed as a locket above my throat.
But, Your Majesty, I must...
I had it ready that day he called on me in the gardens of Buckingham Palace. Ah, Essex was always so proud, so gallant, so...
Your Majesty, Queen Elizabeth.
Ah, Essex, I was just wishing you might be here.
I never dared hope, Your Majesty, that... You might wish...
No, Essex. You are being gallant again.
No, never that.
But if not gallant, what then would you be?
I would be Essex to Elizabeth.
Oh, you are daring.
Perhaps a little. But Elizabeth...
Daring. And why not? Sit here beside me. England may have a queen tomorrow. But today... It shall be Essex to Elizabeth.
I have need of Elizabeth, far more than England needs a queen.
Oh, Essex. Sometimes I... No, I'll not tell you. But perhaps you can guess. I have a gift for you.
A gift? For me?
A ring.
Oh.
I designed myself.
Your picture carved on it. And one little diamond.
Yes. A little diamond, Essex, is a token. A bit of fire. A miniature of beauty. Perhaps now you can guess what I'd like to say.
Yes, I understand. As I wear it, its flashing there beneath the tiny profile will always seem like a bit of you, Elizabeth.
Essex, dear boy, you have enemies in England. Remember this, that if ever you are in danger, send the ring to me and I shall not fail you.
Well, I have no fear of danger, Elizabeth, but I shall not forget your promise.
Thank you.
sir, that I am Elizabeth, Queen of England.
No, Your Majesty. I have been unable to forget it.
Then kneel, sir, here at my footstool.
I have given Your Majesty all due respect. I can give no more.
You dare! You, the Earl of Essex, dare to refuse! You flaunt my commands! You're like an incorrigible child, Essex, and you deserve no more than a child. A box on the ears.
Your Majesty, I would not have taken such an affront from the hands of the King, your father, and I will not accept it of a petticoat. I owe Your Majesty the duty of an earl, but I'll never serve as a slave.
He dared. So he's coming back. Sorry. Come in. Oh, I thought it was the... Come in, Cecil.
Your Majesty seems quite disturbed.
No. No, I assure you there's nothing. You have a petition?
No, Your Majesty. A warrant for the arrest of the Earl of Essex. I have brought it for Your Majesty to sign. The Earl of Essex is accused of treason. He has been found directly connected with a plot against Your Majesty's life.
Treason? I don't believe it.
If Your Majesty will sign the arrest, his guilt or his innocence shall be proven at trial.
Cecil, you are an enemy of Essex. You and the others. This is only a plot against his life.
Your Majesty, I assure you I am serving only in your behalf.
Essex is not guilty. Never. Wait. It will do him much good to take that infernal pride to the Tower of London. You came at a most favorable time. I'll sign the arrest. And the proud and haughty Essex shall cool his anger in the Tower. At least. 2 or 3 days. That's long enough. Well, I have signed. But I am certain, Sir Robert, you shall not have the pleasure of seeing the Earl of Essex on the scaffold. Now go.
In.
Your Lordship, may I come in?
Yes, do. Who are you?
I'm the jailer's son, sir.
Oh, yes.
My father told me you wished to see me, so I brought you these.
Flowers?
Yes, Your Lordship. My father said they're going to kill...
No, no, you mustn't cry. A soldier never cries. And you are a soldier, aren't you?
I want to be, Your Lordship.
That's right. Here, may I have the flowers? Thank you. Flowers. In spring. Spring, and I must die. What is your name?
John, sir.
How old are you?
6, sir. And please, may I say, sir, that when I grow up, I want to be like you, sir. Only...
I know. Like me. John, when you grow up, remember, always remember the Earl of Essex, the spring, and these flowers. And remember to be brave and gallant, proud and ambitious. Not too ambitious. John, would you like to have a secret with me? Just we two in all England? A secret between the Earl of Essex and a soldier?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Now, sometimes soldiers of the Queen have to take lives, and sometimes they can save lives. Would you like to save my life?
But how?
You see this ring?
Isn't it pretty? Whose is it?
It's mine. But I want you to take it to the sister of Lady Nottingham and tell her to give it to the Queen without anyone knowing, not even your father. Will you do this?
Yes, Your Lordship.
Now remember, the sister of Lady Nottingham, and it's our secret. Now go, John. Thank you for the flowers.
Goodbye, sir.
And quickly. Oh, Elizabeth, up there in your palace, you will keep your promise, won't you, dear Elizabeth? Oh, we've been such fools. You too proud, and I too ambitious. But that is over. I've learned my lesson, dear Queen. And soon we shall be together again, and I will kiss those cruel white fingers again. Oh, Elizabeth, you won't let them kill me. You will keep your promise. You must.
My lord.
3:30, Your Majesty.
What time does Essex go to the scaffold?
4:30, just at dawn.
1 hour. Oh, why does he wait? Is he too proud to send me the ring? Or does it mean that he dares not because of guilt?
He was found guilty in the trial. Surely your majesty would not pardon a convicted traitor.
Hold your tongue!
I should leave for the tower, your majesty. They are awaiting final orders.
No, wait. A moment longer. We couldn't have forgotten my promise. When I signed that arrest, little did I dream that it would come to
this. If Essex is pardoned, it will mean more plots. Dangerous ones against the throne of England. Your majesty, his failure to send the ring is sufficient evidence of his guilt. See, it is getting light. I must go.
No, there's still time.
I must leave at once, your majesty.
Wait, wait, a moment.
Up to the very last, I was sure he would send me this ring. Ah, the little diamond. A reminder, a bit of myself. He could not have forgotten.
Your majesty, Essex did not forget.
He what? What's that?
That is what I wanted to tell you. A little boy brought the ring to my sister. She was not at home. I happened to be there. At that time, my husband was an enemy of the Earl, and I kept the ring.
You!
Later, when it was proved that Essex was not guilty, I couldn't bring myself to tell you.
And all these years, I believe...
Oh, your majesty, forgive me.
He sent the ring, and you kept it. You let a man go to the scaffold. The only man I ever loved died, believing that I had forgotten my promise.
Oh, your majesty.
Ah, Lady Nottingham, God may forgive you, but I never shall.
And so, the tiny little diamond, set in a carved ring, finally broke the proud heart of the 70-year-old queen. For only 2 weeks later, Queen Elizabeth died.